101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty, and on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline, Executive Director for the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl, Missy Setters, joining us. Missy, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Exciting day. Congratulations. The teams are set. Who do we have?
We've got Louisiana Tech and Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina, from not too far from Myrtle Beach, right?
Right. That's right. Yes.
Okay. What do we know about them? They've never been here before, right?
No, this will be their first appearance in our game. We're excited about it. We had to go to the backup agreements with Sunbelt, and so that's how that happened, and we're looking forward to hosting them here. I know people locally are familiar with the athletic department and the school, probably because of College World Series last year.
That's right, baseball. But this is also the first time that Coastal Carolina and Louisiana played.
Yes. So that's always exciting and fun to watch.
So what happens now? You have your teams. Will some of the coaches, will some folks be coming to town to kind of scout where they're going to stay and all the stuff they're going to do? What happens now, Misty?
Yeah, we close in advance, but then the section is usually our site visit week. So we've got Louisiana Tech's group coming in tomorrow for site visit, and then Coastal Carolina, we're working on the schedule to get them in here later in the week. And we'll take them to the hotels, we'll take them to practice sites that they can choose from, take them to the stadium, take them to the venues where our events will be held. So anything that they will be integrated with, we'll take them to so that they're familiar with it.
And you start planning now, or you've probably been planning for months now, on what the teams will do, all the activities that you'll have. How long is that list?
It's a long list. We've got a December schedule of events, and we've got events for them every night. We'll be taking them to Chasing Aces one night. They'll go bowling another night. We've got an opportunity for them for an additional night if they get. We've got public events, private events during the week, so it's a full schedule, and we've added more since last year, and that's all been in place for the last 3 or 4 months.
And it's always so encouraging to see reports every year from teams that come to Shreveport that say, we were treated like royalty, we loved the community, and we're so welcomed. There are a lot of events that the public can take part in as well during Independence Bowl week. What are some of those events that the public can do?
Absolutely. Yes, we have, FCA breakfast is on the 27th this year, I believe. And we've got our lineup for Rally on the Red. And that takes place in the East Bank District and the Boardwalk. We've got 18 floats in our Mardi Gras parade this year. So we're looking forward to that. And a number of other organizations that will be a part of it. That's all free to the public. So we'll have the Rally on the Red, which is the mini Mardi Gras parade, and then followed by our Battle of the Bands, our fireworks show, and fantastic fireworks show, by the way, and then a free concert with Parrish County Line in Hurricane Alley. And then on game day, we've got our Coca-Cola Fan Fest, and that takes place in the Silver Lot right across from the stadium inside the fairgrounds. And that's all free and open to the public, too. We'll have music out there. Lots of setup, food, jumps for the kids. So typical fan fest, and it should be a lot of fun for people.
The Rally on the Red with the Battle of the Bands is always so much fun. When and where is that going to be specifically?
That starts in the parade, right, and then goes through the East Bank District on the main street there, and then finishes up at the East Bank Plaza with the Battle of the Bands. And then the fireworks show will be behind Hurricane Alley, and the concerts in Hurricane
Alley. How much fun is that?
Mm-hmm. Missy Setters, I'm going to give you a minute here. All right, old friend, I'm going to let you climb up on your soapbox because I saw what you posted on social media this weekend, yesterday specifically. To folks who are poo-pooing this, the Independence Bowl or the teams,
people.
I want to give you a minute to pitch to them your best pitch about why you need to help and support this game and this event.
3.5 hours on ESPN, $30 million in economic impact that directly benefits our community. Hotel rooms in what is typically a downtime during December. Free entertainment for your families. A safe environment at Independence Stadium. And it's a highlight for our community to the rest of the country. It's an opportunity for us to show all the good. And I just don't for the life of me. And it's not just us. The people who complain will complain about anything and everything. And I want the positives to drown out the voices and the negatives. Mm-hmm. And understand that this is something good for our community. It's about quality of life. And we do have so much positive that's going on here. We need to focus on those things and stop getting bogged down and just complaining all the time.
Right. Especially if you're not involved. If you're not actively involved and you're being negative, shame on you.
We call them cave people. Citizens against virtually everything.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, William Bradford.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah, yes. I stole it too. So I want to ask, we want local people to attend this game. So I'm encouraging you, if you're looking for something to give somebody for Christmas, a pair of tickets to the Independence Bowl is a great idea. You can do that now. You've got great deals for families, all kinds of specials by going on your website, right?
We do, yes. IndependenceBowl.org. You can go on there. You can call our office at 221-0712. There's also a lot going on during the game. We have excellent concessions this year. And so it's an opportunity to bring your family and enjoy some fun for 3.5 hours. And always something going on the field, recognizing our Bradley recipient, which we do every year. So it's going to be fun and a great family fun.
And you've got some great ticket packages available. Mm-hmm. Some really affordable tickets.
Yes, we have family 4-packs, we have business packs, we have group ticket opportunities, just about anything you could want, we've got for you.
I encourage folks to get your tickets for our Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. How long have we been doing the Independence Bowl? How many years now?
40.
This is our 50th year and our 49th game.
Wow.
It's one of the longest running bowl games in the country.
Unbelievable.
It is.
Well, no cave people here. We're excited for you. We're looking forward to the game. It's going to be a big event for our community. Like you said, spotlighting Shreveport-Bossier for 3.5 hours on national TV. You don't get that for free. That's awesome.
That's right. Thank you all so much. And we're looking forward to hosting everybody.
You bet.
Thank you, Missy. Missy Setters, Executive Director, Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl, Mike and McCarty.
More breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Kiel.
We have got these. Oh my gosh, Aaron, you and I both. I almost teared up. I mean, I did kind of tear up. I kind of choked up.
Me too.
Yesterday, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday you made the announcement that if we raise $20,000 for Operation Santa Claus, you're going to shave your head.
Yes. I'm bringing back an oldie.
5 years ago, right before I got here. And so that's cool. Good for you. That's very cool.
My girls thought it was a good idea. Yeah. Try it again. And we need the money for Operation Santa Claus this year.
And we only have a week to get it because the deadline is Monday.
So we made that announcement. I encouraged folks to do it. And then about 10 o'clock yesterday morning, I'm sitting in here working. And one of the sales crew came in and said, hey, there's a gentleman in the lobby who wants to make a donation for Operation Santa Claus.
Gosh, I wish you would have come and got me.
I said, okay, let me come out and say hi. And so I went out into the lobby, and this gentleman hands me an envelope that was thick. It was just a bank envelope, but it was really thick. And I grabbed it, and I went, whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. This feels like a lot. You know, I'm thinking, is he handing me dollar bills? I wasn't sure.
Right, sure.
And he looked, and I said, what's your name, sir? And he said, I don't want to give you my name, but let's just say you're now halfway there.
Halfway there. An envelope with $10,000 cash.
I went down to the, one of the managers, and because I wanted to make sure they open it, and we look at it, and ended up in our boss's office. And I said, I want you to open it with me, and we want to take some pictures of the cash. It literally, Mike, you saw it. It was $10,000.
There was bundles. What is it, $2,000 bundles of hundreds or something like that?
There were 5 2,000 bundles.
I don't know that I've ever held $10,000 cash in my life.
when we boohoo and this community, We have way more great people in this community.
And we have, you know, you're exactly right. And we have more things in common than we do apart.
Absolutely. And the generosity is just incredible. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to issue a new challenge. We're going to still keep the $20,000 figure. That's still the goal for next Monday. But if you are, and some are early bird listeners, I'm shouting it out to you.
Right now.
If I have ever texted you the words or the phrase in any kind of way, you up, I'm counting on $20 from you. If I have ever sent you a text in a god-awful early morning hour,
right,
and you see that text and you go, oh, dear God, what does that crazy woman want?
I'm not going to call out names, but I've got 15 off the top of my head right now.
Yes.
I mean,
I need you to donate $20.
Yeah.
We will be there today.
Oh, if everybody that
that I texted you up to,
our other 10.
We're done. Yeah. We'd be done. So you can go to my Facebook, the Keel Facebook. You can see the link and the QR code if you want. I'm counting on $20 from everybody that I've ever texted you up. I know you. I know I've gotten you. You're listening. I know I've texted you that. I've texted that to thousands of people.
Scan the QR code.
Yep.
There's the QR code on the Keel Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's on your Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page.
I also put the link in, too, if you just want to click. If you don't want to do the QR code stuff, I know it messes me up. You can click on the link, too, to take you right directly to where you can donate. Again, all I'm asking is $20. You up? $20.
Wait a minute. What, Ruben? What does that make her?
Hey! By the way, on that same track,
anything for the kids.
Yeah.
Ruben.
On that same track, the gentleman who dropped off the 10 grand, I said, "Well, give me your initials," and he goes, "BJ." I said, "I can remember that."
That's an easy one.
So thank you, BJ. And all the you up people, I'm counting on you to drop a $20 bill in there. More if you can. Appreciate
Absolutely.
More. But give me a 20 spot and we're there. We'd be there. So anyway, that's my spiel today. I'm afraid I'm going to have to shave my head. I mean, freaking, we're halfway there. We got over 10,500 in day one. So we're moving along.
That's awesome.
We're moving along.
So. That is awesome. And and again, it's for Operation Santa Claus. These are local children. The parents can't sign up for this.
Right.
So it's not somebody that just wants free stuff. Mm-hmm. These children have been nominated, if you will,
yes,
by Shreveport police officers and Shreveport firefighters during the course of their year.
Mm-hmm.
And they see situations where we can help.
And they're at Line Avenue today, 7 to 9 in front of Brookshire's. 7 to 9 in front of Brookshire's on Line Avenue today. And you can run through there and hand them the cash and say, this is
for Aaron.
This is for Baldy. This is for Cue Ball. And they'll know what you're talking about. So.
Mike and McCarty, 101.7. By the way, coming up after, speaking of Operation Santa Claus, Calvin Baker with the Shreveport Fire Department and president of Operation Santa Claus.
You bet.
Spoke with us. That's after the local news in about 10 minutes. 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Big Stories of the Day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Calvin Baker with the Shreveport Fire Department joined us yesterday. President of Operation Santa Claus. Hear that coming up right after the break. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Seven FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty. In studio Calvin Baker with the Shreveport Fire Department. What's your title with Operation Santa Claus? You like headed up now, don't you?
Yes. Well, I'm currently the president of Operation Santa Claus, but it's a collective. It's for between the Shreveport Fire,
sure.
Shreveport Police, and Town Square Media. We're all together as far as, you know, for one cause.
Calvin had Bunko this weekend, and the girls in Bunko said it's been a minute since you did something really special for Operation Santa Claus. I think it's time you do it again. And I said, what the heck are y'all talking about? Because I've done lots of crazy things. Said, it's time to shave your head again.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, what?
So you got volunteered for this.
I did. Yeah. I got volunteered, and which
Sir,
means
I think
that
you volunteered me a little quick there.
I went and looked because I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to just do for the same amount we did last time. And we brought in, was it, what, 15 grand 15, last?
Yeah, 15. Yeah.
So we're going to jump it up to what for this year?
Let's go to 20.
$20,000.
You think that'll work? $20,000.
I think we can maybe do that.
Oh yeah.
So how does this work? If people donate and if you shave it after if we hit $20,000.
Yes, if we hit $20,000 between now and December 15th, we're gonna do a week.
Yeah, Monday, December 15th. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
We got a week.
Okay.
To pony up. Now, what I'm hoping is that I'm hoping a lot of businesses.
I've got 14,900 right now.
I'm hoping businesses will jump in and give you $1,000 check.
Absolutely.
Let's get there quick. Let me get the pain over with, and then we'll set the date for when we're doing the shaving of the head.
And we're going to do that in studio, right?
We're going to shave the head in studio with our friend Avalon Hair Salon.
Yes.
Going to come in. Probably going to do it after Christmas, simply because I have some big Christmas events that I might want to keep my hair for.
Right.
I may do it after Christmas, and plus the salon's really busy this time.
Sure.
And
it is.
Operation Santa Claus folks want to be here, and they're busy that
absolutely,
time.
Absolutely,
so.
Absolutely.
We're not going to make 20. That's too much money.
You don't think we're going to make it?
I don't think we're going to make it.
What if I say I shave mine too?
Now, for those that don't know,
says the cue ball in the room.
He's completely shiny up there. Right. Completely bald.
What, seriously, Calvin, what can you do with $20,000 if we do make
it? Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. I mean, I believe those here in Shreveport Boys can do it. I think you're wrong. I think they'll do it.
Now, Greg said one of the biggest items is bikes.
It is, bikes.
And he made a comment, as opposed to somebody going and buying a bike, if they make a monetary donation, you can take that, and there are places that will give you discounts.
That's correct.
And buy in bulk, and then you can get bikes for children at a lower cost.
That is correct. And
so we can get more with that money.
Yes, sir. That's correct. And all the money goes toward toys and stuff for the curious right here in this area. And bikes. And the biggest thing, the biggest need, those kids between 8, 9, and 10 years of old, boys and girls, that's the biggest need that we're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So your check as president of Operation Santa Claus. He says he doesn't get one.
No.
There's no checks going to employees for Operation Santa Claus.
Absolutely
that
not.
That was my point.
Right.
Absolutely not. No, we all the monetary donation, we go buy toys.
Yes.
And wait, and let me,
goes
let
to
me
the kids.
Be real
and
clear,
it's
too.
Local kids.
Local
right,
children.
Right.
By the way.
And these guys still doing their regular, they're doing a lot of this.
Right.
And they're off hours when they're still working for the fire department, the police department as well. And they're going to be delivering all the toys too.
Yes.
And did you tell me the other day when I asked you, we're helping hundreds of kids, and you went, no.
No, it's thousands. No, we're helping thousands right here in this area, right here. There's a big need. Those firefighters and those police officers go out into their areas, their districts, and see those families that are in need. And that's how those families be recipients of Operation Santa Claus. There's no sign-up list.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that those.
And I love that.
Those toys or that monetary donation to buy toys goes to those who are in need, who are definitely in need.
Y'all have identified them personally, yeah.
That's right. Correct. When a police officer goes on a call and sees a situation, or when fire department is out on a call.
That's right.
And you go, wow, this family needs help. And that's where these names come from.
Absolutely. Well, you got to think, when you see a fire truck or a Shreveport police officer, usually that's at their worst. So in order to, this is a different way, be a positive effect into their lives. So
I love that.
You
I
know,
love that.
Delivering on that fire truck, delivering on that peace car. Well, actually, the fire truck they liked it a little bit better, but but it's just a positive effect of them bringing toys to those boys and girls, and their facial expression is priceless.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, someone wants to make a donation. The QR code is on the Keel Facebook page right now.
That's correct.
You can go to the Operation Santa Claus website if you want. There's a button you can click on and make a donation. $10, what, however much. I'm hoping some businesses who really have had a good year will step up and match a $1,000 donation that several other businesses have made. And let's knock this out so that I'll have my peace of mind and I don't have to wait the whole week to find out if we made it or not.
Absolutely.
So that Calvin can call me in a couple of days and go, we hit it. We're at 20 grand.
And that's that.
How you doing, Cue Ball?
December 15th, which is Monday.
Yeah.
A week from today. Okay. So we have all week.
Oh, man.
So, Ruben, help me. We're going to be pushing this now.
Oh.
Because you haven't done this since I've been here.
Yeah. The last time I did it, it's 5 years ago, I'm realizing.
Right. And it grew back nicely.
Yeah, it did grow back nicely. It really did.
Yeah.
And I tell all my friends when I tell them about shaving the head, shaving your head in the winter. I don't recommend that. I really don't recommend that. Well, you got to wear hats.
And I'll say something else. I'm looking at Calvin. Look at it.
Yep.
Nice.
Beautifully
bald head. Shaped head. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know the old saying, God only created so many perfect heads. Mm-hmm. The rest he covered with hair.
Yes.
Mine needs to be covered with hair. And I know that because I did shave my head for a role. We did Aladdin. And
oh,
I was
okay.
The genie.
Yeah.
And I tried the bald cap and it just didn't work, and trying to do it blue. So I got those creases back there.
I got a pretty good looking bald head. Mine's not too bad.
It did look good last time.
It's not bad.
I agree.
Things just get very cold up there.
Yeah.
Really cold up there. So I'm holding on to my hair.
But that's easy to rectify. So.
Yeah, it grows back and we'll be good.
Well,
thank you.
You got hats and it's for a good cause.
It is
great
for
cause.
A good cause. And if I'm helping children, I'm pretty
absolutely.
Much doing anything. So that's kind of the way I feel. So I'm happy to do it. I'm mediocre happy to do it. Is that okay?
Yeah. Willing. How about that?
Willing
to do it.
Yeah, the challenge is set. You say $20,000. That's quite a bit.
$20,000.
Yes, ma'am.
Get those checks coming. QR code right there on the Keel Facebook page. I'll be putting it on my Facebook page, too. So share it out to your friends. Everybody donate something, and we'll get there. And
even $5.
$5.
It makes a difference. Enough people add that adds up.
Mm-hmm. And it's local children we're helping, and we all love to help at Christmas time. Thanks, Calvin.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
Calvin it. Baker, Shreveport Fire Department, Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
They do a survey for everything, Mikey Poo.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
If what's the favorite Christmas movie of Louisiana residents?
Die Hard.
No. Not in the top
okay,
three.
Okay, good.
I would like to hear Ruben's favorite Christmas movie.
Because it's not
though.
A Christmas movie.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. My favorite Christmas movie. In reality, my favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story. I mean, it really doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
But every year, I definitely try and squeeze in watching Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I thought we would get one of those.
Ruben,
I thought we'd get one of those.
I pray for you. I just want you to know.
I do, too, on a daily basis. Yours, Mike, do you have a favorite?
No, because it depends on when and where and what, you know.
What mood you're in?
Yeah, because, I mean, we love it all from Elf to It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Murray and Scrooge.
Oh, man.
There's so many.
Yeah.
That, and we start with, Aaron, it was awesome. Thanksgiving was at my son's little place in over in East Texas, and we watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles together. That's like our movie.
So
and we got to do it this year, and
that's
it was so
cool.
Awesome.
It is mine.
Sorry, I don't have a favorite.
If I had to pick a favorite, mine is Christmas Story as well. I just love that movie. It's got everything you can imagine. It takes me back to my childhood days. It's so funny. But that's not Louisiana's favorite. Louisiana's favorite Christmas movie.
Hold on. I cringe at what you're about to say, and I don't even, I'm just shuddering.
It's not a goofy Hallmark movie, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
You would not be surprised. It's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Pretty good, yeah.
Okay, that's definitely on my list of what haves to watch.
That fits in for Louisiana. You know, everybody's got a Cousin Eddie in Louisiana. Don't we all have one?
And if you don't,
you're him.
You are. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Exactly. And Home Alone. The three favorites in Louisiana are Christmas Vacation, Christmas Story, and Home Alone is number three.
You know, Home Alone, you think of the two goofy burglars.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's stupid. Home Alone actually has a lot of heart to it.
Yes.
It's actually a very sweet movie. The old man next door that they're so scared of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of heart to that movie.
There really is. And it is funny. It's got a lot of slapstick, you know, with all the gags
right,
and stuff.
Right.
Some of them to me make me, when we step on a nail, I cringe.
I cringe. Some master editor has on YouTube videos of the sticky bandits taking realistic damage.
Oh yeah. Like
a full paint can hits you in the face. You're not getting up from that.
No, you're not. When we blow your hat off, you're going to the hospital for that one. You're absolutely right about that. Oh, very, very good. Very good movie. It really is good.
Coming up after the news top of the hour, Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault really presented a heartfelt plea. And we'll hear that coming up in about 10 minutes. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Be sure to download the free Keel app. FM 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty. We've had a lot of discussion, especially last week, about the proposed data center.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go on record going, we need to do this. This is something that we need to do. When I saw that the Metropolitan Planning Commission did not pass whatever the proposal was, was disappointing. It was disappointing and it was embarrassing, quite frankly.
It is one of those things that the public, I don't know if they know the full story. And I think if you do some research and go read, the latest information indicates that these data centers do not increase our electric rates. Maybe that was the case early on, but now it looks like it does not. You just got to go dig. You got to go dig into it. Water supply is a big concern. A lot of people are worried about that. We're going to start with the mayor made a kind of an impassioned plea before the Shreveport Council yesterday about the data centers. And he started off saying, I know you guys are getting a lot of calls about this.
You're receiving calls and emails concerning a matter that's really not on the agenda for this meeting, but will be on the agenda for December 18th, dealing with a proposed data center in the Resilient Technology Center. I am very much in favor of this project. I want to make it clear to you that I am in favor of this project. And I'm going to lay out just a handful of things today. There'll be plenty of opportunity to discuss this further as the matter is in front of you. First of all, the location is an excellent location. We create industrial parks for the purpose of attracting industrial customers and businesses like this and like other industrial uses. Therefore, this is a good location for this and did not require any kind of a zoning change except a special exception use. All of the infrastructure for the data center will be provided for by the project. That includes both the water and sewer infrastructure as well as the electrical infrastructure. So those who are concerned about water and sewer rates, if anything, this will create pressure for us not to increase rates in the future as much as we might otherwise need to increase them, because we will actually profit from these and we do not have to pay for the facilities that are necessary. Secondly, we have plenty of water supply. One of the reasons that we're attractive for a data center is that we have excess water supply that we can devote to this particular project. Finally, in the history of Shreveport, we have hit very few home runs. They come few and far between. This is a home run. It will end up being the largest capital investment for economic development in the history of Northwest Louisiana. It will be bigger than the investment for General Motors. This is something that you work on for years to try and develop, and that has been true. We're grateful for the North Louisiana Economic Partnership and its work. This is a solid project, and it's one that we should engage in. To kill this project at this stage will be a death knell for future potential home runs. So it's very important that we look very carefully, make sure that the facts are there, and I believe that they are. And I will be encouraging you to support this project when the matters are in front of you for a vote.
Shreveport has hit very few home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's why I trust Mayor Tom Arsenault on this. Mayor Arsenault really wanted the Rev Entertainment to come to Shreveport and build this baseball stadium. Okay, he wanted that project to work.
Yes, he did.
But Mayor Arsenault saw that that wasn't what was best for Shreveport. That it, the situation, we would have to put up way too much money, and it wasn't. So even though he wanted that, and I would have liked to have seen it work as well, but he goes, "This isn't the right way to do it."
Right.
And so he's got what's best for the city in mind.
Yes.
In my opinion.
I'm a little bit, when he says this is bigger than General Motors, for me, I find that a little bit apples and oranges.
Okay.
And I'll explain why. Because General Motors was thousands of jobs. And maybe the investment was not as much to build the GM plant as it will be for the data center, which is going to be in the billion range, so we're told. But for General Motors, it employed, I don't know at its peak how many jobs, well over 1,000 jobs, probably 2,000. I don't have that number in front of me. That's not going to be the case at the data center. They've even said, you know, in the meeting at the MPC, it's 150 to 200 jobs, and lots of people are questioning even that. Now, the document they're going to sign with regard to taxes says if they don't have 150 jobs, they pay penalties. So 150 jobs is their what they have to have.
But even 150, 200 jobs, that's pretty big.
That's significant.
That's significant.
But to compare it to General Motors, for me,
yeah, I see that.
I find it a little bit not quite on the same track. You're apples and oranges here, because this is, hundreds and hundreds of jobs of taxpaying citizens who are buying homes, who are eating at restaurants, permanent jobs. The data center is going to have some temporary jobs, hundreds of jobs, temporary.
Sure, right.
But they're not going to be permanent. So that's where I find it a little bit lopsided. Council members did say they want more public hearings. The folks that are in charge got up and said they will be having more meetings for the public to come out and hear what it's about, etc.
A lot of the concerns that have been raised have been shown to be, well, this isn't exactly accurate.
Right.
The noise concerns, the mm-hmm. water concerns, the light. I saw a thing about light pollution.
Yes.
They've been addressed, and I think there's been some misinformation on
right.
this.
I think most of the concerns have been addressed, and I think once the public hears it and hears the specifics, and I do understand, I got a text this morning saying that the mayor was simply comparing investments. You know, in terms of investing in our community, this is going to be bigger than GM. I get that. But I also know that GM had way more jobs than this will have. So in terms of the impact on our community, General Motors was a much bigger deal. Some of the local deals we have, Amazon, a much bigger deal in terms of 2,000 jobs out there now. But
he makes a good point when he says, look, you kill this, and you're telling everybody else, another Amazon out there, you're telling another Schlumberger out there, Shreveport's not interested in making an investment in growth and opportunity.
And as you heard him, he said it'd be the death knell for going out and marketing
and
our community.
Is what scares me.
Who wants to be the one who votes against this, and then all economic development in our community dries up? We can't even pitch to these companies because they go, y'all don't support us. We jump through all your hoops and we get to the end and then you vote no. Why am I going to waste my time?
Right.
I get that. So anyway.
Don't forget Dr. Kate Brumley going to be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes from right now.
And the Operation Santa Claus elves right now are at Brookshire's Line Avenue. We'll hear from Chica coming up in just a minute.
Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Operation Santa Claus well underway. In fact, we're less than a week away from our deadline now. Chica is out and about collecting donations. Chica, tell us where you are right now.
Save her head!
Hey!
Everybody, come on down to Brookshire's Online. That's right. We're at the Gucci Brookshire's.
Okay, no more coffee for Chica.
Yeah, cut her off. No monsters.
Hey, we're on a mission. We got $10,000 yesterday. All we need is 10K today, baby. Mm. We just need a few folks to put their heads together and go, okay, how do we get this whole shaving scenario under wraps? So, yes, please come and donate any and all donations and just tell me, this one's to shave McCarty. And then I will know that we put it towards that. Otherwise, it goes towards the big pot, right? But first off, Aaron McCarty, we love you.
Yeah.
And we cannot wait to see you looking just like Calvin Baker, all cute and bald.
Yeah, I can't wait for that either. You're Line Avenue in front of the Brookshire's till 9 this morning, right?
Correct. And we're here collecting all those toys that maybe you've been driving around with. Maybe you've been thinking, okay, I'm going to find them. And when I find them, I'm going to pull up and donate. Well, this is the spot. So just drive down the line. You're late to work anyway. Come by, bring that donation. Let's make it happen. And you know what? It is a little cold. So we will run to you. I will briskly walk to you. If you wiggle the 20, wiggle the 100, wiggle the dollar.
Like you're an unhoused person on a corner, right?
I'm not too proud to beg, baby. I'm here to beg.
Chica, I have said to our listeners that if I have ever texted you the words, you up for an interview, I'm counting on you to drop off $20. So if I've ever texted you the words, you up, I need you to run by and give Chica at least $20. Yeah.
That's weird because every guy I've ever texted you up has me blocked. So apparently something about texting them at 2 a.m. doesn't, you know.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem. Good, you should try my kind. It's right after 6 a.m. That's when I text them, and it seems to work. I don't know how.
We're devolving here.
Yeah, we are.
Quickly.
Oh, we just got some donations.
Did we?
Woo-hoo!
Oh, good.
Yes, good morning.
Good.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. I'm not looking forward to being
appreciate
a cue ball. By the way, if people want to drop off toys, what specifically?
Everybody get together.
What?
Say it again for me. Hello?
Are they being shy?
Are you talking to us?
Okay. What do we need toy-wise? What are y'all looking for?
Okay, toy-wise, obviously bicycles, always super big. Headphones, obviously that's something big. But really, this is the best way. I heard Calvin Baker explain it the best way. What do your babies want? What are they asking for? What are the things that you're seeing that your kids are like, oh my gosh, I really want a baby alive, or hey, I really want these headphones, or whatever it may be. Use that as your little compass, whether you got grandbabies or nephews, nieces, whatever it is. They are going to be the best little compass for us.
So that's a great idea. Whatever you're buying your kids, buy an extra one to drop off for Operation Santa Claus. Great idea.
Yeah, super easy. Amazon, add an extra one to that cart.
Very cool.
Whatever it is.
You're at Line Avenue Brookshire's till 9 today. Y'all will be in Houghton in front of Brookshire's on Thursday from 7 to 9. For all the Houghton folks, man, Houghton comes out big time too.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to being bald. Maybe I'm not. Yeah.
Your money.
Oh, boy.
Party looks sexy when she's bald. Everybody, come on down. I'm going to do a little jingle jangle. Erin McCarty ain't got no hair. Erin McCarty is over.
Can you turn off her mic?
Right, Chica, thank you.
Bye, Chica. Go away.
Somebody drop off a volume for Chica.
Yeah. Get that monster out of her hand. Bye.
So if you didn't hear the story we told earlier this morning, we started this yesterday. Erin announced she would shave her head if we reached $20,000 for Operation Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. I was walking down the hallway. You were in our boss's office, and Dusty said, "Mike, come in here. Look at this. Tell us what happened."
A man came to the front door. Sales folks called me up, said a man wants to see you. He's got a donation for Operation Santa Claus. I go up there, introduce myself. Hey, how you doing? And he hands me an envelope full of cash. It was thick. It's like a half inch thick. I squeeze it, and I'm like, oh, this is a lot of money in here. He goes, well, just, you know, can I get your name? He says, no. He said, I'm just letting you know you're halfway there now. The man dropped off $10,000 in cash.
Crisp, brand new bundled hundreds.
Straight from the bank.
Wow.
Unfreaking believable.
Unbelievable.
So to you, my friend, I got to say thank you.
Yes.
That was an awesome donation, getting us halfway there. And then we brought in throughout the day about 500 or so in different donations from different folks. But I'm urging folks, if you listen to our show, you like some of the things we do, maybe you don't like some of the things we do, we're helping local kids. So make a donation today if you can. $20, $10, whatever you can afford. If you've had a great year, drop us $1,000. Let's get us over the hump quickly so I know I got to get ready.
If you're a business owner and you're listening to us, let's mm-hmm. get with your employees. Let's make a donation. We've got until Monday.
Yes. Got to make it happen.
And so we've got to make it happen. Yeah, we want Avalon Hair Salon to come in here and shave Erin's head. But more importantly, we want to help as many children in Shreveport as we can.
You bet.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Sure do.
Dr. Kate Brumley, Superintendent of Education, joining us in about 10 minutes. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Q.
Back with McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Louisiana Superintendent of Education, Dr. Kate Brumley, joining us coming up just after the break. Stay with us. Thanks for spending a little bit of your morning with Mike and McCarty. 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
FM 710 Keel. Micah McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Superintendent of Education, Dr. Kate Brumley, joining us. Good morning, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys.
I'll ask you like they're asking Trump voters. Are you tired of winning yet? Wow.
Well, we're gonna keep at it. You know, it's a testament to the teachers across the state. They're doing great work. And
new school grades have come out. You guys are doing great.
Well, Louisiana, you know, we've been challenged educationally for a long time. So for us to see the improvements we're seeing here in the state and to have the national recognition is a long time coming, but it's certainly worth celebrating.
The fourth year in a row that we've seen the school performance scores go up. Is that accurate kind of statewide?
Yeah, look, we've year over year over year over year, I guess, we've seen an increase in performance academically statewide in that statewide roll-up. And even if we look there within your kind of area in northwest Louisiana, we're seeing, you know, Bossier Parish having earned a B as in boy. Caddo is a B as in boy. DeSoto is an A. Webster there is a C. And so looking good in terms of where they stand. And but still at the same time, a lot of work to still be done.
We also need to mention, though, that the system is changing for scores that come out this time next year, I believe. Explain what will be changing and what that means for schools, things they need to do.
Well, look, the way in which schools receive letter grades right now in school systems is very complicated. Only a very small handful of people really across the state can even explain all of the details. And so what we try to do really is twofold. One, raise the bar, raise the level of expectations, but at the same time also simplify that system. So we're going to move to a revised accountability model. The new system essentially can go on an index card, and families in the community will be able to see very simply the percent of kids in a school building that are reading on grade level, the percent doing math on grade level, the percent growing, the percent graduating on time, and all of that will roll into a letter grade. And right now on the current system, not the new revised system, but the current system, about 40% or so of elementary and middle schools across the state are A and B rated, and about 80% of high schools are A and B rated. So you have a situation where it's really not balanced. And so what the new system also does is balance that out. So what in this first year, you'll see elementary and middle schools that have never really been honored for the growth that they're achieving in kids. Like they're coming in at a certain grade level and they're really growing them to the next grade level. You'll see that honored. But at the same time, some of the high schools where I do just honestly believe there's been a good bit of grade inflation, some of those will come down. So it's not an issue of schools, high schools performing at a lower level. It's a formulaic change for next year.
Okay. Speaking of literacy and reading, the K-3 literacy numbers in Louisiana, because you guys have changed the game essentially. If those kids can't read at their grade level when they get in the third grade, they're held back. But we're seeing improvements, aren't we? Are we not?
Well, we went to this back to the basics approach of teaching kids phonics, making sure kids have access to rich literature. We moved to three screenings a year for literacy, one at the beginning of the year, one at the middle, one at the end for kids in K-3, and then parent notification after that. And we now do this screener that's standardized across the entire state three times a year. And so this year, when we did our beginning of year screener for the first time in the state's history, we had 50% of kids proficient in reading at the beginning of the year. Now, I'm not here to brag about 50% proficient in reading, but the fact remains, we've never been in. We've initiated the Let Teachers Teach work to reduce, you know, excessive paperwork and trainings and remove disruptions from their classrooms. And so that has helped. But at the core of it, I really think it's this back to the basics approach of narrowing down, making sure we're doing a better job of teaching kids to read, teaching kids to do math, making sure they're graduating ready for what's next. You know, we've also done a lot of work around the state of moving kids from failing schools to higher performing schools. We did some of that right there in Caddo Parish last year. And so I think all of those things have really played into it, but a lot of work left to do.
Is there more of a focus on teaching kids and not teaching kids for testing?
Well, in Louisiana, we have a set of standards that we expect kids to know and be able to do at every grade level. And the goal of in that classroom is to make sure that those kids understand and can achieve on those set of standards. And so obviously, at the end of the year, if they're tested, that's what they're going to be tested on. I mean, it wouldn't make sense to train someone to be a plumber and then at the end of the year give them a test on a car engine.
Mm-hmm.
So what we try to do is make sure that the things that they are taught over the course of the year, which are the standards that we expect, are what's reflected on the test.
One more thing before we let you go. What is your message to school boards in our region and I guess across the state with regard to teacher pay? Teacher retention is an issue for a lot of parishes. Most lawmakers will tell you, really, that's a local issue. What do you say to school board members when they try to tackle this issue of boosting teacher pay?
Well, first and foremost, I would say that the environment also matters, making sure that the teachers have good school leaders, making sure that they're not given excessive paperwork and duties, making sure that behavior problems are addressed. So all of that stuff really matters. And then whenever you get to the pay, I mean, it's not hypothetical. I have this conversation with boards all the time. Boards have to scrub their budgets. They have to right-size their systems to the number of kids that they have so that they can be efficient. And they need to do everything that they can to make sure teachers are paid professionally. It is, in my opinion, the number one financial investment that every board can make in terms of the dollars that they have available and the way in which they use them. So to me, for local systems, teacher pay is number one with those budgets. And the way in which they oftentimes can achieve those is looking at making sure that those systems are right-sized and that the amount of buildings that they have, the amount of administrators they have, the amount of administrative services that they have aligns to the number of kids they're serving.
Dr. Cade Brumley, Superintendent of Education, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. And again, Merry Christmas, Doc.
Merry Christmas
to you, sir. Talk to you soon. Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault proposing a 3% pay raise for city employees. City Councilman Grayson Butcher joining us after the news top of the hour. 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel.
More breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
I wonder what Cheekerson. Good gosh. She was fired up earlier.
She was.
She's at Line Avenue, Brookshire's. The Operation Santa Claus, mm-hmm. Well underway. People are dropping by. And she sent you a text saying,
yeah, she just sent me a text.
Well?
She says, sorry, we're going to hit that 10. You ready, Baldy? Oh, man. I guess there are people are dropping by cash. So I got a text, too, from former council member Lavette Fuller saying she's donating her $20 for the you up text. I'm asking anybody that I've ever texted you up to donate $20.
Then she said, is this $20 for every one of the you up texts?
She owes us a ton of money. There's a lot of people that would owe us a ton.
Just if you've ever gotten one.
If you've ever gotten a you up text for me, I'm counting on you to donate $20. If you can donate more, that's great. But $20 and we would get there. Because I've texted hundreds of people. You up?
Oh, I know.
Oh, and it ain't what you think it is. It's for interviews.
Well, of course it's not. No.
So it's a lot of people in the community. And again, these are local children who wouldn't have a Christmas without. And your wife's going to drop some cash off,
huh? My wife just texted me. She said,
how sweet is that?
She goes, can I get some? Well, of course.
How sweet is that? I'm afraid we're going to hit it. I think cash is rolling.
You're afraid we're going to collect $20,000 for the kids.
I'm worried more about the bald head in the wintertime. It's cold. Wintertime is cold to be bald.
You wear a hat, though.
I'm going to wear a lot of hats. I promise you I'll be wearing a hat everywhere
scarves,
I go.
Scarves, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to shave the head probably right after Christmas when the dust settles and everybody's not so busy. So that's the plan if it happens.
Well, yeah, because your wedding, you don't want your wedding pictures.
Hush up.
Your Christmas,
by the way, if you
Christmas
haven't,
wedding.
If you have not heard, we had
to start that rumor, Ruben.
Stop it. I'm come back married after Christmas. We had an anonymous donor drop by the studios yesterday.
Yes.
Called me up
this
to the
is
front.
Incredible.
And said he had a donation to give for Operation Santa Claus. So I went up front to meet him and say hi. He gave me an envelope that was piled. You know, it was really thick. I grabbed that and I said, whoa, this is a lot of money. He goes, well, let me just say you're halfway there. He dropped off 10 grand, my friend. And said, 10 grand.
And you said, so what's your name?
And he wouldn't tell you. Tell me his name. And I said, what are your initials? And he said, BJ. And I said, I can remember that. So I brought the money down to the boss because I wasn't going to open it by myself. I knew it was a lot of money. So we opened it and we took some pictures and put it up.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of dollars.
I mean, hundreds.
Yes.
$100 bills.
Unbelievable.
Still bundled from the bank, never mm-hmm. circulated, looks like. But yep. brand new bills, $10,000.
Wow.
Thank you, BJ. That's incredible.
Got another text from a friend, my buddy Scott, who's such a sweetheart. He said, put me down for $100, even though I never received a U-Up text. I'm going to send him a U-Up text tomorrow.
Because we know he's up. We don't have to ask. We just
know he's always up.
We're texting
yeah.
him anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it's a different Scott, by the way. I'll tell you later.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, different Scott.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've texted lots of people over the years. But
oh,
I'll,
sure.
Yeah. We need to get to 20 grand by Monday. The way it's going now, it looks like we will. Again, they're still at Line Avenue in front of Brookshire's. Chica and the whole crew drop by, run through, and say, hey, this is my donation for Cue Ball. I'm trying to help get Aaron McCarty bald-headed.
City Councilman Grayson Butcher joining us after the news, top of the hour, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty. FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Shreveport City Councilman Grayson Butcher. Grayson, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Doing very well. Thanks for jumping on with us.
The mayor's proposed a 3% pay increase for all city workers. I'm really proud of the city council for looking at that and going, can we do this better? Can we make this better? And not maybe give everybody all across the board a pay raise. What are the options that are most favorable for you, Grayson?
Well, you know, ultimately, I would like to get, because, you know, we've had both the police and the fire unions come to us and say, hey, look, to get us to where we're not losing people left and right, we need to get to 10%. Unfortunately, my original plan was to take some money out of the reserve, but we all know what happened here recently with our bond rating, and we still have, you know, $160 million worth of bonds to sell, you know, out of the 2021 bond to build the police station and to finish some fire stations and things like that. So we really can't afford to take any money out of reserve, because they really would like for our reserve to be at 15%, and we're at 8%. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to kind of regroup on that and try to figure out an additional funding source to be able to get the police and fire up, you know, to that 10% raise that we all know that they need to keep them from leaving us. You know, but they in this proposal, they will get a 5% raise, which is a start. And then hopefully, you know, as the year progresses, you know, and sales tax revenue goes up, we're hoping we might be able to do something. But anyway, back to the, you know, to the other employees.
So that's a 5% for police and fire.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, but go on. Police. What about for the others?
Yeah.
Okay. So 3% for all other city employees that make under $75,000 a year. You know, the mayor had proposed 3% for all employees, but, you know, we just gave a 13% raise across the board to every city employee. And, you know, we have some city employees that are making $150,000, $200,000 a year, and I just can't do a 3% raise for people making $200,000 a year when we've got, you know, people riding on the back of garbage trucks, you know, making less than $15 an hour. So our objective as a council, and I will say this, it's pretty unanimous, is to try to take care of those that are, you know, on the lower end of the pay scale.
And so those 75,000 or above would see nothing?
Right, yes, at this point.
And that seems to be the prevailing opinion of the council you're hearing?
I think so. I think the mayor and Tom Dark made it fairly clear that they want to give everybody a raise, including department heads. And I just don't think that that's prudent right now. You know, it's to me, if you've got somebody making $20,000 a year or, you know, $21,000, $24,000 a year, they're the ones that are going to need the raise. I mean, cost of living is so high right now. And luckily, we're seeing some things go down with gas prices and cost of food and things like that. But you can only imagine, you know, the average rent in Shreveport is, you know, $800 to $1,200 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. It's hard to make ends meet when you're making, you know, $25,000 a year. So those are the ones that we're trying to kind of help. And I'll tell you, you know, the council has talked about this. You know, this is my seventh year to do the budget. And I think that we've had more communications, not only between council members about this budget, in total, the budget, not just pay raises, but from the mayor's office. And we've really dug in and looked at these numbers. And I think the citizens wanted us to do that. And there's just no more money anywhere to be found unless we start making very, very drastic cuts.
Well, I'm encouraged by what you're saying, Grayson, Shreveport City Councilman Grayson Butcher, because last time it was a 15% across the board, regardless of what you were, 13% across the board. But this, you are breaking it down a little bit by people making less than $75,000 and working on police and fire. I'm encouraged by this breakdown.
Well, you know, I was told by Dr. Carter with the police union that, you know, I had really, and I'm going to tell you my full intent, and I'm upset with myself because we're not able to do the 10%. But I don't see where we're going to find the money. But he told me, he said, look, I said, well, is there any way we can push the 10% to, you know, the first quarter? And he said, we're losing people so fast. He said, I don't think that we're going to be able to wait until the first quarter. You know, to the end of the first quarter, because to make it budget, it would be easier if you did 10% to start at April 1st as opposed to January 1st. So, and it's not just him, it's the other union president that has also talked to me about it, and you know, the other police union president that's talked to me about it, and the fire union president has talked to me about it. We've got a real issue with public safety, and I said this yesterday at the meeting. If we don't, you know, the number one thing that people are looking for when they come to a city or live in a city is safety. That's the number one issue with public, with, you know, with quality of life. So we've really got to take a hard look at that. But also our other employees that are down in ditches in the middle of the night digging, you know, our water department workers. We've got, you know, our sanitation workers. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on with the people that provide such good service for the city. And are really not making very much money at all.
Grayson Butcher, Shreveport City Council member, will be watching. I'm sure y'all have to pass that budget today, right?
We do, and then we're going to start working on other ways to do some funding sources. So keep your ears open.
We will be watching that, definitely.
Thank you, Grayson.
All right. Y'all have a good morning.
Thank you. You too, sir. Thanks for coming on. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we're going to talk with Crystal Chica, our friend for Operation Santa Claus. She's at Line Avenue Brookshire's, and she's going to be there if you want to stop by and make a baldation. That was
baldation. Hush up over there. Yeah.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Stories of the Day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Well, yesterday we got, boy, just an incredible and quite frankly, a very touching donation.
Yes.
I choked up. Standing in our boss's office, mm-hmm. when you opened that envelope and laid out, was it five bundles of $2,000?
Yes.
$10,000 cash was dropped off yesterday after we made the announcement that you were going to shave your head if we reached $20,000. Mm-hmm. And I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that this is for local children right here in Shreveport.
Yes.
This is the kids that are nominated through the Shreveport Police Department on the course of their calls, the mm-hmm. Shreveport Fire Department when they're making calls throughout the year. Parents cannot sign up for Operation Santa Claus. Right. This is something that is done strictly through the police and fire and Town Square Media. Mm-hmm. And we try to make a difference, but we can't do it without your help.
Yes.
And BJ stepped up, man, because mm-hmm. we said if we reach $20,000 by Monday, you'll shave your head.
Yeah, we did say that, didn't we?
We did.
We did.
We did.
Yeah, we did. And he dropped off 10 grand. And all he said was, he wouldn't give me his full name. He just said, you're halfway there. And I went, whoa. So, yeah. And now Chica and the whole gang, all the elves, are out in front of Brookshire's Line Avenue, and they are collecting money and toys for Operation Santa Claus.
She's not hard to miss. She's the loud one.
Yeah, she is. She's wearing some sort of Christmas suit,
looks
too.
Looks like she's wearing is it a tree?
What is she wearing? Do you have her on the phone?
No, she's not answering. She's too busy yelling.
What on earth is she doing?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
She's in a video of her yelling and screaming at cars.
Yeah. Well, she's texting me now. Call her now, she said.
Let me try her again.
Because it is, they're going to be out in front of that Brookshire's until 9 this morning.
They're at the Gucci Brookshire's on Line Avenue. Taking donations. I want to say the best thing is a monetary donation. A, it's the easiest.
Sure.
And then we can take that money. Like Calvin said, we get a better deal on bikes than the average person walking into, say, a Walmart or Target gets.
Right.
So they can make that money go further.
Absolutely. They can buy it in bulk, and they can get way more bikes.
Right.
And it's a big deal. Chica, how's the crowd been driving by there? Are they dropping off the cashola?
Oh, hello, Baldy.
Oh, gosh. Can you just call me Cuba?
Oh, are you calling and asking about how many people have pulled up to donate? It's all your friends.
Is it really?
We thought you were friends, yes.
Oh.
I'm going to start name dropping. We got, like, LeVette Fuller pulling up. We got Scott Hughes pulling up.
Oh, man.
We got some other unnamed people pulling up. And these donations, they ain't little either. I'm not going to put them on blast on how much everybody donated, but all I'm saying is people want you bald.
Do they really?
And frankly, yeah.
It's because I'm so sexy bald, yeah.
Well, you know, we've seen how good Calvin looks, right?
Yeah.
Calvin looks really good bald.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he makes heads turn, so maybe you'll do the same. But listen, that's not the point. The point is we're doing this for the children. And this has really been probably the most magical day that I've seen. I've been doing this for, 8 years now?
Yeah.
I've been here. This is the most amount of donations I've ever seen in one single morning.
Oh, boy.
And that's just crazy. So I don't know if it's people really wanting you to shave your head. I don't know if God really blessed a lot of businesses this year and families that are like, hey, we could donate this year. But the Brookshire's on Line Avenue is living up to its name. That Gucci Brookshire's, all kinds of donations. We've had people pull up. The back of this Ram truck was filled with toys to the point where we're over here looking at each other going, how are we going to get all this back to the North Pole? So hopefully Santa pulls up and helps us out.
Yeah,
guys, it has been the best morning I've ever seen.
Wow.
And we'd like to accuse you and blame you for it.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it's the spirit of Christmas alive and well in Shreveport, Bossier. This weather cannot get anybody down.
And you'll be out there until 9. And then for Thursday, where will you guys be?
Okay, so tomorrow we're going to be at Shane's as well.
Oh,
from
cool.
11 to 1. We're going to be there during lunchtime. And
Which Shane's?
The Shane's. Ooh, good question. The Shane's in South Bossier.
Okay.
So we're going to go out to South Bossier. I know they say it's against the rules. We don't care. We're collecting anywhere we can. I'll tell you what. If you come and donate money, I'll make sure they hook you up some free gumbo. I got somebody shaking a dollar.
Ooh.
She's shaking a dollar. And there's a puppy.
Ooh, nice. Nice.
Thursday, we're going to be at the one in Haughton, okay? I got to go. I got to pet some puppies.
Oh,
love
okay.
You.
Bye. Love
Crystal.
You.
Crystal.
Bye, Baldy.
Bye. Bye.
If you've ever seen the movie, what was it, Up?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the dog?
Yes,
is that the one with the dog?
I think so.
I sleep under the porch because I love you. Squirrel!
Yes.
That's Crystal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No doubt.
Squirrel!
She's having fun out there, though. Again, they'll be out there at the Line Avenue right there in front of Brookshire's until 9 this morning if you can't get by there. Shane's tomorrow, South Bossier. On Thursday, they'll be in front of the Haughton Brookshire's. So go by and see them. If you want to make a donation to help me get bald, go ahead.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Back with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
One oh one seven FM, 710 Kip. By the way, it is still very foggy.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's burned off by this time, but it's still nasty outside.
It really is a mess. I'm the first to tell you when somebody does good or does bad. And a few years ago, when the city council of Shreveport approved 13% across the board pay raises,
mm-hmm.
we were shouting from the rooftops how that was an awful decision. And that it was not sustainable, that there was no way we could sustain it.
And it was not this current administration.
Right, it was not. And now some of the same council members voted on that. And they took, I thought at the time, they took the easy way out. And they just across the board, 13%, let's go. When we should have really taken a harder look and given our police officers and firefighters more and maybe gradually did a gradual scale for the other employees.
Right.
Well,
take a little effort, but
fast forward to today, and that's now exactly what they're doing. Instead of giving an across-the-board pay raise to all city workers, they're looking at giving police and fire more, a 5% increase now and maybe 5% next year. They're working on that. And then taking a possible 3% increase and giving it to workers that make under a threshold.
And see,
and the threshold right now is $75,000.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I told Grayson Butcher. I said, I really appreciate, I'm encouraged by this effort that's being put into not just an across-the-board pay raise. If you're making $200,000, you know, that's quite the significant difference from somebody making $30,000.
Sure, exactly. And I actually have requested from the CAO and the mayor, I want a list of everybody that works for the city that makes over 75. And let's see, and a lot of those are going to be in fire and police, you know, upper levels, and it's going to be some of the department heads and deputy department heads. But I want to see the list. Let's see, you know, how many do we have in the other departments other than fire and police? How many others make below that? And how can we best help? There is a concern about, let's say, a deputy department head makes 75.5, and you give an employee who makes 73.
There's
got to
be a
cutoff. There's got to
be a cutoff.
But should somebody that you supervise now make more than you? Could that happen in this scenario? There's a few cases where it might happen, and that will cause ill will. So you got to figure out how you can do that without causing ill will. And really, those employees shouldn't know how much each other makes. I mean, they're trying to keep that private. But again, it's public record.
So you can find it out. Right.
And ultimately, they will find it out. So they're trying to walk that fine line about the ones that are right on the cusp of that $75,000. How do you address that? And I know that's an issue that they all are trying to figure out. How do we do it best? What's the best way? Well, but I applaud them for doing this.
Kudos. I was just going to say kudos for putting in that extra effort and making this the most effective pay raise possible.
You bet. Absolutely. And we really do need to address the police and fire, specifically police, because if I heard the data right yesterday, we're losing about 30-plus officers a year, and we're only graduating from the academy about 20 people a year. So we're only replacing 20 of the 30 or 32 that leave every year.
So we're losing 10 a year.
We're not catching up.
Right.
And that's just treading water and somebody's down there pulling you, you know.
Hey,
that's tough.
Was that algebra that I just did?
Did you just do
Northwood
algebra?
Math?
Wow.
Wow.
Northwood math comes through. Look at that.
Hot dog. 101.7 FM. Drive carefully. 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
To the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Well, in addition to the pay raise, the mayor has been busy. A lot of discussion last week, particularly on this proposed data center in West Shreveport. And the mayor, well, when we talked to him last week, to say he was disappointed in the MPC would be an understatement.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And he just is making a plea now to the city council.
Yes, and this particular data center, this specific one, is not on the agenda today. But the funding mechanism for data centers, the tax proposal, is one of the agenda items, but he does anticipate the data center to be on the agenda for the next meeting, and he had a message for the council members yesterday.
You're receiving calls and emails concerning a matter that's really not on the agenda for this meeting, but yes, will be on the agenda for December 18th, mm-hmm, dealing with a proposed data center in the Resilient Technology Center. I am very much in favor of this project. I want to make it clear to you that I am in favor of this project. And I'm going to lay out just a handful of things today. There'll be plenty of opportunity to discuss this further as the matter is in front of you. First of all, the location is an excellent location. We create industrial parks for the purpose of attracting industrial customers and businesses like this and like other industrial uses. Therefore, this is a good location for this and did not require any kind of a zoning change except a special exception use. All of the infrastructure for the data center will be provided for by the project. That includes both the water and sewer infrastructure as well as the electrical infrastructure. So those who are concerned about water and sewer rates, if anything, this will create pressure for us not to increase rates in the future as much as we might otherwise need to increase them, because we will actually profit from these and we do not have to pay for the facilities that are necessary. Secondly, we have plenty of water supply. One of the reasons that we're attractive for a data center is that we have excess water supply that we can devote to this particular project. Finally, in the history of Shreveport, we have hit very few home runs. They come few and far between. This is a home run. It will end up being the largest capital investment for economic development in the history of Northwest Louisiana. It will be bigger than the investment for General Motors. This is something that you work on for years to try and develop, and that has been true. We're grateful for the North Louisiana Economic Partnership and its work. This is a solid project, and it's one that we should engage in. To kill this project at this stage will be a death knell for future potential home runs. So it's very important that we look very carefully, make sure that the facts are there, and I believe that they are. And I will be encouraging you to support this project when the matters are in front of you for a vote.
A death knell for mm-hmm. future projects.
Yep.
If we don't approve this.
And there were lots of questions from council members, specifically Council Chair Tabitha Taylor, who made a point of saying that we need more meetings so that the residents and the community can hear what this will entail. And she was assured that that will be happening. Once we get the developer obviously identified and we're moving forward, that they will hold meetings in the community to let them know, what are we doing about noise? What are we doing about the electric rates and the water use and the mm-hmm. wastewater, et cetera? The mayor makes a good point. The site is already in an industrial complex.
Right.
It's not like it's being put, right now in the middle of a huge. Now, I know there are residences near it, but it's already been zoned industrial. This is just a special exception use for the hours of operation. I believe that's why they needed a special exception use.
Right.
And I think data centers specifically need a special exception use. So that's why this has become quite the issue. He's hopeful that they can dispel all of the concerns of residents with regard to electric rates, with regard to will this stress our water system? It sounds like it's not going to be a strain on our water system. I don't know. We need to hear more about that. And the residents want to hear more.
And they say it's not going to raise electricity rates across the board.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're claiming. That's what they claim, that they will pay for all the infrastructure upgrades that are needed for this data center. The company will take care of that. So there are still lots of questions that residents have. The council is expected to vote on it December 18th as it's appealed to them from the MPC's no decision. So it's headed that way.
And we will stay on top of it. Mike and McCarty, 1017 FM, 710keel.com.
Breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
Die Hard is no more a Christmas movie than Dolly Parton's Hard Candy Christmas is a Christmas song.
Thank you. I'm with you.
I'm just saying.
We're in the minority, though. We're in the minority. I'm telling you, I was watching Family Feud the other day. Name your favorite Christmas movie. Die Hard's like the third, number three. It's up there. People love it. People claim it's a Christmas movie. You do. I know, Ruben, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, any movie I feel like that takes place around Christmas is a Christmas movie. Like Rambo. First Blood. When they bring him into the police station, there's Christmas decorations up everywhere. When he starts attacking the little tiny town, there's Christmas stuff up. It's a Christmas movie.
So it's a Christmas movie.
Right.
Okay. It's a Christmas movie. I think Christmas movies should be happy and sweet and sentimental and tug at your heartstrings. Die Hard does none of that.
So definitely not Silent Night, Deadly Night. No.
No, and that's on your list?
That's on my list.
Oh, my word. They sent a list.
Mike, you know, I'm thinking about this, and you can't say Die Hard and then go, but It's a Wonderful Life is...
Okay.
Because think about It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
It's
a court case.
It's set at Christmas time.
Right. So, but it's about Santa Claus. Right?
No.
No.
Am I thinking of the wrong one? I'm thinking of Miracle on 34th Street.
It's mixing them up. It's a Wonderful Life is that, it's not fair. It's
Jimmy
not
Stewart.
Fair.
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart. Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. I'm sorry.
Broken down savings and loan. I want to get out of this little town.
Yeah, I'm mixing them up. Well, they did a survey on the favorite Christmas movies for Louisiana residents.
So what I'm saying is that's not a hill I'm going to die on.
Okay. Yeah,
I get you. The Die Hard thing.
I know. I get you.
It's not a Christmas movie, but
Number three in Louisiana is Home Alone. That's our third
Fantastic.
Favorite Christmas
okay.
movie.
Okay.
What's a good Christmas movie? Christmas Story is number two, which is my favorite.
Love it. Love both of them so far.
It's so good. Every scene in it is
a
classic, memorable.
Oh, and takes you back to your childhood. If it doesn't, you're like, oh, man, everything in that movie is just crazy. And the number one Christmas movie for Louisiana residents, 20% put this one at the top of their list.
Looks good parked in the driveway, don't it, Clark?
Christmas Vacation. Yep. Christmas Vacation is
it's
number
a great
one.
One.
And, you know, Cousin Eddie is just, like Ruben always says, what do you say about it, Cousin Eddie?
If everybody has one.
You bet.
And if you don't have one, then you're Eddie.
You're Eddie,
if you don't know who the Cousin Eddie is in your family,
your cousin
it's Eddie. You.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and I watch all three of those. I will absolutely watch all three, more than once.
Yes.
More than once over the Christmas holiday. So.
And we love Elf.
I just watched it the other day.
We love Elf. And seeing, I keep waiting to watch these because we want to do them as a family, and I'll keep waiting, and it's like, then it gets away from us.
Yes. I watched Trading Places yesterday. I think that's a great Christmas movie.
Fantastic.
I really do.
Christmas movie.
It is.
I watched that one not long ago. I landed it on VHS.
She's gorgeous in that movie. Gorgeous in that movie. And the making a bet on somebody's life for a dollar. Oh, man. Woo. That's a funny movie, though. Eddie Murphy is hilarious. He really is hilarious.
Ruben knows the most pause scene in that movie.
Yes. The Mayor tomorrow for a full hour in the 7 o'clock
That's
hour.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Ask
bet.
The Mayor. It's a special edition, too, by the way.
Yep. Justin Dixon joining us from NLEP. So we're going to have a big hour tomorrow.
Mike and McCarty, 1017 FM, 710keel.com.